Today, we will read Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 56. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, we want to hear your voice speaking through your word. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to listen and understand it. Understand what does it mean, and what do we learn from this about who you are, about who we should be, and how we should live. Lord, teach us today through your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, in the villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Okay, in today's reading, at the very beginning, we see the disciples coming back and telling Jesus all that they had done. Now, if you remember, yesterday he had sent them out in pairs, sending them out to teach and to heal. And so now they are coming back very excited, but also very tired. They have been traveling, they have been serving, ministering, teaching, and so they come back, and Jesus said, "Let's go get some rest." And so as they are going away to get rest, the crowd sees them leave. And Jesus has already become very, very popular. And this huge crowd is following him. Later we read that it's over 5,000. 5,000 is the number of the men. But they would have also had women and children. And so it would be well over 5,000 people. 5,000 people following him. And so as they watch Jesus leave, they figure out where he might be going, and they run ahead to get there before he gets there as he's sailing across the sea. And so when he gets there, they had been going trying to get away from the crowds. They were trying to go to a quiet place where they could rest, relax, and just spend some time together away from everybody. But instead of finding that, they find a huge crowd, over 5,000 people waiting for Jesus. And instead of getting frustrated and telling them to go away, Jesus sees them and has compassion on them. He feels love for them because they are like a sheep without a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd to guide them. And so Jesus sees them, and he sees that they don't have a leader. They don't have a guide. They don't have someone to love them, to take care of them. And he's seeing their spiritual need. And so he has compassion on them and begins to teach them. He begins to show them more about how to serve God, who God is, and what they are to do. As time passes, though, it starts to get very late. And the disciples are tired, and they say, "Send the people away. Get rid of them. We're tired." And they may have truly been concerned about the crowds, saying, "Okay, Lord, these people need food. Send them away so they can get some food." But I think it was partly concern for the crowd and partly concern for themselves that they're tired. They're exhausted. And so they say, "Send the people away." But Jesus says, "No, why don't we feed them?" And the disciples are shocked. They're like, "Feed them? Over 5,000 people? How on earth are we going to feed them?" And Jesus says, "How many loaves of bread do you have? What do we have to give them?" They only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay, that's not going to be enough for 5,000 people. And the disciples know that. But Jesus says, "It's okay." And he has all the crowd sit down, and they feed them. Somehow, Jesus performs an incredible miracle, and he multiplies this bread and fish to be able to feed over 5,000 people. And they all eat and are full. And not only are they full, they collect 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 basketfuls from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So it not only provides what they need, but more than they need. I think from this, there are several things we can learn. First, Jesus has power to provide our needs. God can meet our needs when we trust Him. Now, we don't need to be foolish, but God is able to do things that we cannot do. He can provide for our needs. He can meet our needs and provide for us. And here, He provides even more than they needed. And so, God can meet our needs. Next, we see that He finally sends the disciples away. He knows that they're tired, and so He sends them away once again to get some rest. And then He dismisses the crowd, and He also goes away. But He doesn't go away just to sleep. He goes away to pray. You see, even Jesus saw an incredible need for prayer. Prayer is essential. It's necessary. And Jesus saw that. And so He got away by Himself to pray. Do you ever have time away from everything to just pray? To talk to God? Jesus knew that if He was going to be successful in what God had Him to do, if He was going to be able to successfully teach and serve, He needed to be intimately and closely connected with God. The same is true for us. If we are going to be successful in serving God, we must pray. We must spend time with Him. And so that's what Jesus does. And He prays, apparently all night, because just before dawn, he goes out and He sees the disciples struggling and straining. And He actually walks to them. This is fascinating. He does what nobody else could do. He walks on top of the lake. I don't know how He did it, but it's what the Bible says. And so, by faith, I believe it's true. He somehow walks on the water out to them in the middle of the storm. Now, they see Him, and they get scared because they're like, oh no, it's a ghost. It's dark, and they can't see well, but all they see is the shape of a man walking on top of the water. And they've never seen Jesus do this before. And so their first thought is, it's a spirit. Because normal people cannot walk on water. It must be a ghost. But Jesus calms them and says, no, don't worry, it's just me. And gets into the boat, and everything calms down. I think we sometimes are caught in the middle of storms. And Jesus comes to us and can calm those storms. But what's interesting is the disciples apparently hadn't understood. They had seen Jesus provide all these needs. But then they got scared. And they didn't realize that He could also meet their needs. He could calm the seas or the problems around them. And apparently their hearts were hardened, that they were not understanding yet who Jesus was. And so He did this other miracle for them to show them, I have the power to take care of you. Don't be afraid. Have faith in Me and trust Me. And so He gets in the boat with them. And they go over, and once again, huge crowd waiting for them. Wherever He goes, when people see Him, they run and get people and bring them to Jesus. And He heals them. What about us? Do you bring people to Jesus? When you see people in need, do you bring them to Him? knowing that He is the one that can meet their needs. He is the one that can heal them. He is the one that can save their souls. Do you bring people to Jesus as they are bringing all these people to Jesus? That's what we need to be doing. We need to be going and bringing our friends and family and loved ones to know Jesus, because He can meet their needs. He can take care of them. He can love them. He can provide for them. And only Jesus can save their souls. Only Jesus provides a way to God and to heaven. Are you bringing people to Him? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that You would help us to trust You to meet our needs. Help us to realize that You have the power and the ability to provide for us, and not to worry, not to get upset or distressed, but to trust You and know that You will provide for us when we are following You. Lord, I pray that You would also give us a passion for bringing other people to You when they are in need. Help us lead our friends and our loved ones to You. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.